Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First one of the day, 730 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That's the first hard fact today. Lagos had 431. Looks like the fourth wave is not messing around. Omicron is telling you, if you come out, I will crown you. Huh? You want a bam bam? You want to chill with the big boy? See, I see they run kitty kitty, they run kata kata. All right, don't go out if you can afford it, I beg. Eh? When you do go out, wear your mask, maintain your distance from everyone, wash your hands, sanitize your hands as often as possible. Second hard fact of the day, vaccinations are ongoing. Go to the primary healthcare center nearest to you for your first dose. But for your second dose, go to the one where you got your first, right? If you want a third dose, go back to the healthcare center 6 months after your second dose. That way you can get your booster shot. I'll probably be doing that next week or the week after that. I'll tell you exactly how it went for my booster shot. I have a great show lined up for you today. Wednesday, I love Wednesdays because Wednesday is glass ceiling day. It's Balogun Abroad day. And we are talking about so many great things on these different segments. So first up, we'll talk about the federal government rejecting the High Court ruling on marriage registries. Then let's talk about 5G licenses. MTN got one and a one-year-old company got the other. And then let's talk about the SSS warning lawmakers going on recess that they could get kidnapped. The glass ceiling is back, like I said. We'll talk about the increase in domestic violence when a woman starts earning more money than her husband. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about sanitation in our markets. We started the conversation on the big three before I went on leave because of the market situation. Today, I want us to talk about the reasons why our markets are so filthy and why sanitation is breaking down and what the stakeholders should be doing differently. Because that's the headquarters. Waters of Balogun and Broad, you know, because we take you to Balogun and we take you to Broad Street, because very different places where business happens. But at the end of the day, business happens in these two places. So today we're going to go and sit down in the center of Balogun and find out why are our markets so lacking when it comes to sanitation. As usual, I have headlines, business and sports updates every hour on the hour. But right now, the big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The big three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Why do our courts give conflicting rulings? And should a company without a track record get one of the only two 5G licenses? If lawmakers are not safe, who is? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. The federal government says it has every right to run marriage registries. That's our first story. This is, of course, a response to the federal High Court ruling that only local governments have the right to conduct marriages. Yesterday, we got a statement from Dr. Shuaib Belgor, the principal registrar of marriages at the Federal Interior Ministry. Belgor points out that the High Court had previously ruled the opposite. It had ruled in 2002 that while local governments had the right to register marriages, only federal governments had the right to form a marriage. That ruling also said that the only way local governments can conduct marriages is with authorization from the FG. So the Interior Ministry is surprised that, one, the local governments went back to the Federal High Court instead of appealing the previous decision to a higher court. And two, that the High Court agreed to rule again on the same matter and has now contradicted itself. Belgor says that the federal government is ready to appeal this ruling. He also asks Nigerians to ignore the High Court and not to worry about the status of their marriages. Now, you guys know how I feel about conflicting judgments. If you've been listening to me for the past 3 years, you know how I feel about conflicting judgments. Why is the law so difficult for the courts to rule on clearly? Why is the law so difficult for the courts to rule on clearly? So I went to the Constitution myself, right? I went to the Constitution. I went to the exclusive list. That's the part that tells you the things that only the federal government can do. And item 61 on the exclusive list reads, quote, "The formation, annulment, and dissolution of marriages other than marriages under Islamic law and customary law, including matrimonial causes relating thereto," end quote. It's right there in black and white. It's right there in black and white that the federal government is the one with power to form, annul, and dissolve marriages. So what powers does the Constitution give local governments when it comes to marriages? Let me go to Article 1 of the fourth schedule lists, where the local government powers are. Subsection 1I says, quote, "Registration of all births, deaths, and marriages," end quote. So the Constitution appears to be saying that only the federal government can create civil marriages, but that the local government can record those marriages after they've been created. Lawyers, oh, help me. How many times did I call you people? Oh, yeah. Come and juke mouth. Enter this thing. Is my interpretation correct? If my interpretation is correct, how come we ended up with this new judgment? If my interpretation is not correct, what's the correct interpretation? Also, if you're a lawyer, can you explain to us why a second federal high court agreed to hear an issue that another federal high court has already ruled on? How can I see this matter, Lagos? Also, what do you think is at the heart of this dispute? Is it just about what the right thing is, or is this about revenue? Also, do you think the different arms of government are considering the people in this battle that they're having? 0700-993-993-993. For women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We're streaming live on Facebook, so share your thoughts on the platform. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is available. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Our first call is from Ikechukwu. Ikechukwu is in Otter Farm. Hi, Ikechukwu. Good to have you on the show.
Hello. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, Ikechukwu.
Gozikwagi. Auntie, since yesterday, for my papa and my mama, we don't already get for Ikoyi, 1977. I was not asking, say, am I now a bastard as they have dissolved my papa and my mama marriage? I can never be a bastard. You see that one where they rule yesterday, that one consigned them all.
Okay.
That one consigned them.
Okay.
My papa and my mama married genuinely and they bought me. Then one court, because of the Reverend New Generation, as you talk, and which is an insinuation by me, they are trying to generate revenue, and they want to dissolve my papa and my mama marriage by telling me, say, Ikoyi register of 1977 is not avoid. And even when I woke up here,
you were when I don't vex, don't vex, don't vex.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
So, our senators, I beg. My senators hear what I said by allowing INEC to transmit the results. Mm. Let Nigeria police answer at us. I don't want anything to happen to them. That's my own.
Okay. All right, Ikechukwu, thanks for calling. Anthony is in our papa. Hi, Anthony. Good to have you on the show.
Hello?
Anthony, hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well done.
Thank you. Sandra. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, my question to you is that, or to the judge, what will be done to that judge now?
The one that heard the case,
yes,
eh?
Yes, because I believe they're educated people and they read the law. This is a simple thing that those who read from the secondary school can read and understand. What will be done to that judge now?
All right, good question. I don't have the answer to that question because I'm not NJC. That's up to the NJC to decide. But let me talk to Nonso. Nonso is in Okota. Nonso is a first-time caller on the show. Hi, Nonso. Thanks for calling us. Nonso,
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Please tell me you're a lawyer. Are you a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Ah, fantastic. So is my interpretation correct or am I wrong?
Well, the facts are there. The provision of the Constitution is very clear that the federal government has the responsibility to form and to form something is to initiate it, to start it, to set it up. And then, however, the judgment of the court in this instance is sacrosanct.
Okay.
You know, the court has, in its wisdom, interpreted what it felt was the true import of the provision of the Constitution. And until it is appealed against and set aside, it remains the law. It remains the law for interpretation because the court has the responsibility to interpret our laws. Do you understand?
Right.
However, concerning conflicting judgment, I believe that it was the responsibility of the defendant in this case, which was the Federal Minister of Interior, to bring it up to the court at the point of trial that this matter had been litigated upon before and that there was a subsisting judgment.
Right.
If they failed to do that and court proceeded and gave judgment, that judgment stands. And by the principle of letter in time, there's a principle that says the letter in time prevails.
Okay.
You know, so in this case, the letter judgment prevails over all other previous judgments.
I see.
And you can't set it aside by issuing press statements.
I see.
And you can't also just decide to not to follow the ruling of the court. You can't just encourage people to ignore it. No, you can't do that. The judgment of the court is the judgment of the court. It cannot be ignored. Press statement cannot set it aside. What the Minister of the Interior should do now is to appeal. Let us see what a higher court would say regarding that.
I see. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling and thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Sandra. Thank you.
Thank you. We've got Chinedu in Ijebu on the line. Hi, Chinedu.
Hi, Mrs. Sandra.
Sandra is just fine. Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, so based on the matter now, is it now a power struggle between the local and the federal government? Is matter now their priority? I mean, in this country, we get our priorities wrong. So, if I thought, what about this? I think we should look at the bigger picture here. And you made reference to exclusiveness. I make bold to say that this is part of the confusion in the so-called constitution. I'm trying not to use the word fraud to define the constitution, but this is part of the things we are suffering in this. That's part of the confusion, more or less. So I think rather than still talking over who has control of court marriage or whatnot, they should look at the picture on the well-being of Nigeria. What has marriage got to do as far as the well-being of Nigeria is concerned? It's all lost priority. They should get their priorities right and they should get their acts right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, ma'am?
Happiness calling from Ikoyi. Is that Sandra?
This is Sandra Happiness. Welcome.
Hi, Dolly.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Sandra. Kiss our leaders. It's not nice now. Why are they behaving like this to us? Why are they confused? Sandra, is it nice? What they are doing to us, is it nice?
I don't know. What do you think? Is it nice?
Every time they give us headache. Every time they give us headache. Now they are confused. They should not give us confusion, though. Sandra, they should not give us confusion. We need direction. They should lead right and stop giving us confusion. They are confusing everybody. My love, kisses to you.
Okay, kisses to you as well. Thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned into the show, the federal government says that it has every right to run marriage registries. That's the first story on today's Big Three on Hard Facts. This is their response to the Federal High Court ruling that only local governments have the right to conduct marriages. I told you earlier on that we got a statement from Dr. Shuai Belgore, the principal registrar of marriages at the Federal Interior Ministry. And he said that the High Court had previously ruled the opposite. He took us back to a 2002 judgment, saying that while the local governments had the right to register marriages, the federal government had the right to form marriages. Now, of course, we had a lawyer who called into the show, Nonso, thank you very much for calling, and also said to us, well, yes, but it was the duty of the lawyer on the part of the federal government or the Federal Ministry of Interior to point out that, look, another Federal High Court had already litigated this and given a ruling. So if the local government has a problem, they should take it to a higher court, the Court of Appeal. Now, the federal government says that they will appeal this judgment, but they're asking people to ignore the ruling of the High Court, not to worry about the status of their marriages. And also thinks that, that's essentially not legal because the court has ruled. And, if you didn't do your due diligence when you were supposed to do it, now, Yusabi, at the end of the day, the court, there's a new judgment on that. On that particular matter. And I'm asking you what you think is at the heart of this dispute. Do you think it's about, this is the right thing to do, or do you think it's about revenue? Especially when you remember what the Constitution itself says. I read out the Constitution for you, and I told you that the Constitution says that the formation, annulment, and dissolution of marriages other than marriages under Islamic law and customary law, including matrimonial causes relating thereto, is the right of the federal government. The federal government is the one to do that. Local government will register birth, death, and marriages. So Constitution appears to be saying only the federal government can create civil marriages, but local governments can record those marriages after they've been created. And Nonso agrees with me. Now, what do you think is at the heart of this dispute? Do you think that the different arms of government here are considering you who got married in 1976 or 77 or 80 or 2021? You who's probably getting married today there. 01465-71900 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. If you're listening and this is your first time, this is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts. On WhatsApp, we've got some messages. I think we have a few issues with the lines, and while they're trying to sort that out, let me take a few messages off of WhatsApp. Sandra, kindly ask the Interior Ministry rep if federal government was represented in the court of the just delivered judgment. If FG were represented, then I don't understand this statement. Anyway, I hope the Court of Appeal will deal with the judgment, but appeal must be instituted by the party aggrieved, but not the local government. Babatunde Fasanya with that message there. We've got Vaughn in Ikoyi on the line. Hi, Vaughn. Good to have you on the show.
Hello.
Hello, Vaughn. Welcome.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
How are you doing?
Thank you.
And welcome back. We're really glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm a lawyer, and most times when it comes to setting cases, like now, fortunately, this one has come up. That's why we have, parties. It's left for parties to appeal.
Okay.
If parties don't appeal, we have two different rulings from two different courts.
Right.
I can decide to use one in my favor, this ruling in my favor for this case, and use this for the other case. Now, we are hoping, we have other superior courts of record. We have the Court of Appeal and Supreme Court.
Right.
The Federal High Court does not have the final say.
Right.
So we are hoping that people would appeal and will hear what the Court of Appeal has to say. And probably someone gets to appeal and will hear what the Supreme Court has to say. So this is very exciting in the
for you.
Yeah. Yes. And it's also a lesson to all of us, because honestly, it has always been there, but we're all
ignorant of it.
Silent. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful development in our judicial legal system.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to see what happens.
What happens.
But so far, a smart lawyer who can use both ways. Where you have...
Vaughn? Oh, we lost the connection to Vaughn there, but I'm glad she called us. Thank you so much, Vaughn. So two lawyers now calling to share their thoughts with us. Our final call is Rotimi. Rotimi is in Mowe. He's a first-time caller. Hi, Rotimi. I've got 1 minute for you. Rotimi, are you there? Oh, no. All right. Okay, I still have that 1 minute, so let me talk to one more person. 99.3?
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Steve, calling from Ijanike.
Steve, I've got 1 minute for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think some of us, a lot of ignorance is taking place.
Okay.
Those who are blaming the court. This is the problem. That is even why Wike took the issue of VAT. Why does the federal government want to usurp the power of every other arm of government? Is that how federalism works in other parts of the world? Why would something like marriage, birth, death be registered by the federal government?
Local government?
I'm talking of federal government in this case.
Okay.
Local government is supposed to be responsible because they know me. It is that, and all that.
Yeah, so local government is in charge of registering birth, death, and marriage. Constitution says federal government is the one with the power to form a marriage, annul a marriage, or dissolve a marriage. Not
in
local
the
government.
First place, that is even very faulty. That's the kind of thing they put on us.
Hmm.
It is even very, very faulty. I am a Lagosian, for instance. I live in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I do, for instance, if there's any objection or whatever, I should come from where I am. Why are all these observations? Federal government want to go and feed people in primary school. Federal government want to go and feed, and at the end of the day, we have a very checkered. So that's the worst in the whole world.
Steve and Janikin, thanks for calling. We'll take a break. When we come back, let me bring you our second story. This one's a doozy. You want to hear it? Trust me.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:30. Let's talk about Mefab Communications. They now have a 5G license, and that's our second story. Now, why are they a story? This week, the NCC held an auction for the first two 5G licenses. Many telcos were bidding to be one of the first two companies with the right to roll out 5G in the country. MTN won the first slot, but the second slot went to a company that you may not have heard about, Mafab Communications. Do you know them? No? That's because maybe because they are barely a year old. They were incorporated on the 8th of July last year. In that 1 year, Mafab has gotten three other licenses from the NCC. But unlike the other companies that were bidding for the 5G license, Mafab doesn't have any mobile infrastructure yet. In fact, we're getting reports that they are now in the process of talking to American and Chinese vendors to get the equipment to build a brand new nationwide mobile telephone network. Now, there are two schools of thought about all of this. First of all, some say it's perfectly fine for a new company like this to get a license because, after all, they're going to have to pay for it. Mafab is expected to pay the NCC over $270 million by next February. However, Others say that having the money is not enough. They believe such licenses should be reserved for companies with a proven track record and existing infrastructure. Usually on bids like this, you have both a financial proposal and a technical proposal. And in the technical proposal, you're supposed to show what qualifies you to execute the job or to use the license properly. Because let's remember that the whole point of this is to provide 5G internet to as many Nigerians as possible. It's a public good. It's a public good. And so the critics say that a company that is starting from square one to build a greenfield mobile network cannot be expected to be able to deliver 5G to half of Nigeria anytime soon. But I know I want to know what you think. I'm hoping that there are some policy people who are listening as well, just like lawyers from our first story. So if you're in policy, if you are in telecommunications, if you are in that lane, I would love to hear from you. Do you think a company like Mafab should have been allowed to bid on the 5G license? Or should it have been reserved for telecom companies who already have skin in the game? Call me on 0700-993-993-993. You can still talk about our first story if that's what you prefer to talk about. I told you that the federal government says they will appeal that ruling from the federal high court, saying that they do not have the right to form marriages, to conduct marriages. Federal government says it has every right to do it. Says they got a judgment as far back as 2002 stating that it did in fact have the right to do this. They also point to the Constitution that clearly states that the federal government is the one with the power to form, annul, and dissolve marriages, while the local government local government's role is to register the birth, death, and marriages of Nigerians. So, Constitution appears to be saying only federal government can create civil marriages, but local governments can record those marriages after they've been created. That was our first story, and you can talk about that if you'd prefer, or you can jump on this second one where this unknown company with a one-year-old incorporation getting the second 5G license from the NCC. Do you think that they should have been allowed to bid? Do you think it should have been reserved for telecom companies who already have skin in the game? Alex is in Ikeja. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. Hi, Sandra. How's it going today?
Very well.
Yeah. You see, I learned some time ago that one of the habits of highly effective people is knowing the end from the beginning. Yes?
Okay.
Good. Why would it be now that we'll be debating if a certain one-year-old company qualifies to bid?
Hmm.
It's like you're having a party. You have issued out some invites, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could even have gone as far as saying, if you're coming for that party, send me an RSVP. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do a kind of sorting
before
the party.
Okay.
I think it's a Nigerian sickness to leave serious things in the realm of public debates and arguments without really closing issues.
Okay.
Why would it be now that we are asking this question?
Mm.
Why were they not vetted at some point before they opened the gate and said, okay, okay, you can come in? It's a Nigerian sickness, Sandra. And that's the reason why we're arguing today between the federal government and the local government who will conduct marriages and stuff. So you heard, one of your callers said just now that he doesn't want to call it a fraud.
Mm.
I don't want to call it a fraud either, but I just call it a Nigerian sickness.
Nigerian sickness.
It's our way. Says.
Alex, stay on the line. And the last time told you to stay on the line, we couldn't get your number, but stay on the line. We want to get your number, okay?
Okay.
We've got Ezekiel in Ekpe on the line. Ezekiel, how are you?
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. It can only happen in Nigeria. Do you know the number of times it will draw back this nation that bid or that gesture that have just been granted to that new telecom company, Sandra, I don't know how these people, me, I've been saying it, we are not living in the country. Because the fact is, in civilized climes, this kind of thing can be done, and you will not see able bodies, as in professional bodies, suing the NCC. We have a system, you know, a platform on ground. We have several networks.
Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello? Sorry about that. The number's still 0700-993-993-993. While we're chewing on that second story, the SSS says even lawmakers on recess could get kidnapped. That's our third story. The intelligence agency is warning Nigerians that this holiday season go rogedo one them. We heard from Peter Afunanya, the SSS PRO. He said, quote, recessing members of the national and state houses of assembly and other public and private sector workers on vacation may be predisposed to threats of various degrees. These individuals are susceptible to kidnapping, hijack, assassination, armed robbery, and political manipulations. They are advised to be security conscious in order not to fall victims of these attacks and destructive political maneuvers, end quote. Since I saw this story, I've been asking myself if I've ever heard the SSS come out with such a serious blanket security warning about Christmas travel. I'm trying to remember. I've been racking my brain to try and remember. I mean, they're even telling serving members of government that, look, go, be careful. I mean, these guys have security details. No be Sandra Isaac was did it tell Ahmed Lawan, did it tell Gbajabiamila, did it tell Tinubu, did it tell all of them where they for state houses? So they're also telling what's his name now? Obasa. They're telling Desmond Elliott, they're telling all of them in the state and federal legislature that you go red security wise. If the people with security details are being told that they are not safe, who is safe? If the SSS is telling people that people like that, people of that caliber, you are not safe, or Benny, who is safe? And what do you think about the State Security Service issuing this warning? I mean, if you think about it, their job is to use intel to spot and neutralize security threats, right? So if they are warning us, does that mean that these are threats that they are unable to neutralize? What does that say about security in the country? Lagos, help me judge this matter. 0700-993-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also join the conversation on Facebook, all right? Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. You can call into the show via Skype if you are abroad. If you're listening to us abroad and you want to share your thoughts on the show, call us via Skype. Our Skype is also Nigeria Info FM. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got Nonye in Abulegba on the line. Hi, Nonye. Good to have you on the show.
Sandra, exactly.
Nonye, if SSS is telling your lawmaker that he's not safe, do you believe that you are
my
safe?
My sister. As they talk about they love, tire. If they fit if they fit tell them, all those things they mentioned, say they know these things. Who I am? When they run the yarn, they go carry microphone, they talk any other, they are no pattern. They talk about it, they like. Why they don't go tell them, say they know these things? Have you feel me say?
Are they hear you?
When they go to tell bandits, say, they don't say two bandits, bandits enough. They run the letter, they know, say, they have gone last one. Then they're not gonna.
But what does that say about the security situation in the country?
Because the security is very bad.
Very bad, she says. Onyeka is in transit. Hi, Onyeka.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes, what I want to say is that you see all of these things that has been, okay, we are seeing in this country, everything that you people are discussing here from A to Z, mark it somewhere. One day, the original copy of the reason for all of this, for those that will survive this whole saga, for those that will survive the wahala that the country is facing now, we will sit down in our homes and be watching the real, authentic copy being relayed to Nigerians. You will hear it. The reason beneath all of these things we are hearing, we are not hearing it. For me, I'm enjoying the programs you bring out. Mm. I enjoy your lovely voice. I enjoy your laughter when some of them that make you laugh, you laugh compassionately like that. I enjoy it. I convert it to entertainment. Obama, what they are doing makes sense. It doesn't make any human sense, any sense in anywhere.
Onyeka, thank you very much for calling. We've got Saidi Idowu who says, since the lawmakers are not safe, no one is safe then. Just look and smile, but think of solution and pray. That's all. Saidi Idowu with that message on Facebook. Mimi Akman on Facebook says, this unknown company, Mafab, is owned by, we don't know that, so I'm not going to repeat what you said on Facebook. All right, let's come back to WhatsApp. Sandra, if you find, that message just ran away. All right, Sandra, if you find out very well, somebody in government must have connection with this new telco company. Lucky from Oba with that speculation there. Can we expert in the industry discuss the telecom issue, not just general analyst that comes on the radio? Are you an expert? Because I told you, if you're an expert, would love to hear from you. If you are an expert, let me know and then we can talk about it. Thank God I'm not a Muslim, so no court decided the fate of my marriage. Even if at all there should be courts that issues marriage certificate for those that need it, then it shouldn't be the federal government nor the state government. But the local government is in better position to issue such certificate because every aspect of human life begins at the local level. Federal and state government should be taken to court by the 774 local government areas in Nigeria because it's them that have the right to register marriages. SSS. So it is the ordinary Nigerians that are supposed to be facing the kidnapping saga. What a country. Well, they're warning everybody, both you as an ordinary Nigerian and the people with power who have security detail. But you go on to say, so the lawmakers should remain in Abuja till eternity while their subjects will be languishing in penury, kidnapping, poverty and insecurity. Sandra, now the SSS has given some of the lawmakers who had since 2019 never returned back to their constituencies to say thank you for voting me or take back home dividend of democracy to the constituents as an excuse, especially this Yuletide season that their people need them the most. Look, Sandra, the lawmakers have no choice. I don't mind. If they want to be kidnapped or not, they must go back home. Alaba Alape from Sabo with that message. Ah, okay. I have a few problems with that comment, you know, some parts of it, but if I enter it, it will last dent. Alex Abo says, so newscasting is the DSS's new job? That's an interesting question. Gabriel from Ibejuleki says, as for the SSS report, Idonredo, everybody should protect themselves, stay safe and be alert at all times. All right, let's take a look at more messages. It's called Ikoyi Marriage Registry and not Marriage Formation. Hence, federal government should restrict its activities to formation, whatever that means. Kunle, with that message there. Kunle, my body na baka misi. I don't know where that came from. Ignore that. Let's take a look at more messages here. It doesn't matter how old Mafab is. The NCC have rules and regulations. So if Mafab doesn't have the infrastructure and cannot deploy when they ought to, NCC hammer will fall on them. Moreover, the new company is bringing in Forex into our economy. Ken from Suruleri with that message. Let's talk to Abraham Yusuf. Abraham, thank you very much for calling us.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Sweden.
Okay, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I'm listening to your program. This is my first time calling.
We're glad you called.
Yes, What I'm trying to contribution, I've listened to so many things. If we want to go back from what your all the topics you have underlined, I would like to go back a bit that it's a diversion from so many things that the government are doing. Are you getting me now?
Okay.
They will be creating problems. They will be doing some other illegal things, diverting Nigerians' minds away from things.
Okay.
First of all, the security, the insecurity, they are claiming that they want to, that they will be kidnapped, senators, commissioners, like I said, they are not safe in this festive season. Yes, they are threats that they cannot combat. And they are threats that they have used their hands to create.
Hmm.
And they have created it and they cannot, and they have to live with it.
Hmm.
They have to live with it. They have nowhere to throw these people that they have created.
Hmm.
And now the whole country is not safe. They have thrown the entire country in disarray.
Hmm.
The entire country is, you and I, we are not safe. We hear everything that happens. I follow up on all has been happening 99.3.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to every topic.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me now, okay, let's go. That's part of it. Let's go back to the marriage.
Right.
The constitution, from time we have been taught all these things,
right
from prior secondary school, that local government is in charge collecting levies for marriages. Are you following me now?
I'm following you. Mm-hmm.
Local government are in charge. From secondary school, everybody knows. With the High Court now says that they don't know all these things. The High Court, they know, the judge knew that they are infringing on the right of collecting levy, infringing the right of local government, collecting those levies.
Hmm.
I'm following you. Yes, they are. They know. But going against itself again, now coming back, mm-hmm. that they are, it's like they're trying to say it's a mistake why the judge ruled in favor of the local government. They are trying to cover up. It's all a cover up. It's all a charade.
Abraham, thank you very much for calling us. Let's take a few more calls. 99.3, hello.
Hi.
Is
Sandra?
This is Sandra. What's your name?
Naomi.
Good to have you on the show, Naomi.
Hi, first time caller.
I'm glad you're here.
I wanted to talk about is it MOFAB?
Yes, MOFAB.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're not asking the right questions.
Okay.
Why would a company that's fairly young be able to acquire a contract of that magnitude?
Mm-hmm.
What are they bringing that the other telecoms are not bringing? I am not talking about the good side of things.
Okay.
Any company that has that kind of power to move and shake in this country is backed by powers that we don't understand.
Okay.
Now, why are they bringing this technology to this country? Has anyone done any background as to who is backing that company?
Okay.
And what is their agenda for this company to install this kind of technology? No one is talking about data protection. No one is talking about the value, good or bad, that they're bringing to this country. No one is talking about the data that they're going to be collecting through this technology. Everyone's just saying it's a new company. I liken it to Moderna. Moderna was a fairly new company. And all of a sudden, they got one of the biggest contracts to supply to the rest of the world. Why is that? No one is asking that question.
Okay. All right. She says no one's asking that question. Naomi, thank you very much for calling to ask those questions. Kayode Nikoyi, hi.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm Sandra. Let me first to quickly speak about this marriage issue. And I really think that the way we are looking at it, we're not looking at the big picture.
Okay.
The court just decided that VAT is supposed to be administered by state.
Okay.
This issue of marriage by local equal registry, this is not the first time the court is going to say it. I think it happened like a year or two ago, and we're back at it. The whole idea, if you put all these things in perspective, what it's telling us is that we are administering this country the wrong way.
Right.
That's what it's telling us in the big picture. There's no need fixing these issues one by one or looking at it as if it's a separate issue on its own.
Right.
If you look at it holistically, what it's simply saying is this. The federal government is wasting its time doing things that doesn't concern it. Why, for instance, would the federal government want to appeal a judgment saying that you cannot conduct marriages? Why do you want to conduct marriages? What benefit does it bring to you for you to come from Abuja to come to go to Sokoto and go and conduct marriage there? Did they say they don't know how to join themselves? Why are you going to from Abuja to Oyo to go and conduct marriage for someone? Why are you sending an officer from Sokoto to Abia State to go and join them in marriage? What don't they have sense? Can't you see that we're running this country the wrong way and we're not getting anything out of it? The same way they're saying that VAT you are collecting, give it to the state, and the same reason why everybody is asking for resource control. Say, allow these people to develop from local government level to state level. Federal government, sit down there, administer things that are just like a general area, things like defense that we cannot handle on their own.
Kayode, thank you very much for calling. Our final call now. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Karina, calling from Ikorodu.
We've got less than 1 minute for you. Go ahead.
Okay. The SSS warning the senators, when this whole bandit thing started, you know, they behaved like, okay, we are at the seat of power in Abuja. Nobody can get close to us.
Right.
But look at how it is now. When the heaven falls, it's going to collapse on everybody. So they should welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club, she says. Karina, thank you so much for calling. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll bring you business news. After the business news, are wives who make more money likely to be abused? We started this conversation a long time ago. I'm hoping that we wrap it up before the year runs out. You've listened to repeats of the episodes we did a while ago. So today, let's move the conversation forward a bit. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
More talk, news and sports after this.